The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 5. The first doctrine and its accompanying truth. Man has sinned. Sin is an obstacle to conversion, to faith, and to the attainment of eternal life. Let us assume we have learned the first intellectual truth and had expanded our knowledge from the sources mentioned above. How would that first truth look like after adding knowledge from the Old and New Testament? Let us remain with the first natural truth and use it as a model in explaining how to proceed with the other following truths of the Catholic Church until we have applied this process on all the teachings of the apostles. The first truth is, I am a being who is face to face with a transcendental being called God. I am a sinner, while God is all good and my judge. These are two opposites confronting one another. Let us look at the first general truth expanded by knowledge from scriptures. We are sinners who cannot attain eternal life because of original sin, as mentioned by Saint Augustine. So we can see that the four easy steps that leads to eternal life, enumerated above, is indeed a very bumpy ride for all men. First, man inherited original sin and its after effects, which are pride, actual sin, and self-deceit. As a consequence, the mind of man cannot know correctly even the first truth mentioned above. Man would not know himself, the I, and he would have absolutely no idea on who is God, the thou. To know the first natural truth, who am I and who is God, in the natural level, man needs the aid of sound philosophy, at least, to be able to check the first truth, basing it in the Old Testament. He will need at least actual grace, which God alone can give. To know the first natural truth, that is the I and the thou, in the supernatural level, which is explained in the New Testament, man will need the theological virtue of faith, which God gives only to those without sin. To know our sins and the effects of sin made up the process of conversion. And this is the second step, of which is the attainment of faith. So we have conversion first and faith second. We have to have our sins forgiven and the effects of sin nullified before the human mind is able to reason forward correctly. Saint Augustine had the first graphic description of sin, showing how it totally prevents us from reaching faith. He described it as aversio ad Deo and conversio ad creaturas. It is the removal of one's mind and heart from God and directing them to creatures. He did not say to direct the mind and heart to sin. He said to direct them to worldly creatures. which at first sight does not seem bad at all. What makes an act sinful is not directing it to creatures which is not sinful at all, but the removing of our minds and hearts away from God. Note the two acts involved, therefore, in conversion. First, it consists in stopping our minds and hearts from being attracted to creatures. This is conversion. And secondly, to turn around, metanoia, and redirect our minds and hearts back towards God. This is conversion, the opposite of sin. While sin is aversion away from God and conversion towards creatures, conversion would be the other way around. That is, aversion from creatures and conversion towards God.